Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. Hump day. Happy lunch. Do something good. Put something good in. We say good in, good out. And it's absolutely true. The Starter Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? 402-464-5685. Text in. Comments, thoughts, quotes, feelings. Where you at? Where you going to be? Any of that, you can follow on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. You want to be... get some eyes on the faces behind the voices. We got a good one today. I want to thank Dan Swanson and the fine folks from Canopy Street Market for always taking care of our young people. We appreciate that. We need to get Coach here attached to him as well. They make fresh meals every day. They're right down in the Haymarket. And if you haven't, Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays down at Canopy Street Market. I think tacos. Hard or soft are $1.75. And I mean, there is a line out the door. You know, I have my usual special, $7, four tacos, keep it moving. Keep it moving. So, but they make fresh lunches every day. You can get pasta, you can get chicken, you can get meatloaf, you can get Salisbury steak, you can get those. They make them right there on site. Fresh ingredients, really good food if you want. It is a big Wednesday and a big weekend in Lincoln. And I'm constantly amazed at how many folks have told me that they've never been to the Dillon Tennis Center. And that needs to be addressed and fixed. Too tweeting in a hurry, because I don't know if you're aware, but you have a winning men's tennis program in Lincoln, Nebraska. And they're on a two-match win streak on the road in the Big Ten. And any sports fan in the country knows that getting road wins in the Big Ten and then piling them up, stacking wins, is not easy to do. Well, let's bring in the leader and the guy that can tell us what's happening in this program. They got a big weekend in Lincoln. We want you to be a part of it. Peter Kobel, Coach, what's happening with you? Winning, 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 dude. This is pretty cool to watch you process this thing into a winning program.
Thanks, DP. Always fun to be on the show with you. You do a great job. And we all appreciate you putting us on here to kind of spread the word. So thanks for your time. But yeah, I mean, winning is short-lived. You feel pretty good for about the rest of the night, and then you wake up the next morning with that big rock in your stomach with anxiety, thinking about what you got to do, what the guys need to get better at, how we got to, you know, what do we got to do to the lineup, all the questions that you go through in your mind are just spinning in your head. So especially this time of the year, you know, we position ourselves in a pretty good spot. You know, nothing's guaranteed even at home. But especially here in a Big Ten conference, but our guys have done a great job and we got a huge weekend coming up.
So set the table for it, that winning at Oregon, difficult win.
Yes.
Walk us through that particular match, because that one had ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll ask you whether that was as big a win as you've had to that point this season.
Yeah. So it actually started that weekend at Washington. We played Washington. They're a great team as well on the road. We played them outdoors Friday night at 5 PM Pacific time. And we won the doubles point, and we won in two positions. And I'm like, if you would have told me we would have won the doubles and won those two positions, I think we're going to win the match. And we ended up losing. So that was a tough loss on the road to a great Washington team. They're ranked right around us, 39, 40 in the country. And then we got to saddle up, drive down to Oregon and play Oregon on Sunday. We got to get the guys going mentally, and we come out and we lose we're playing indoors, the next match, and we lose the doubles point. We go down 1-0 and we're without one of our starters, little Ronnie, who's one of our best competitors on the team. And somehow we found a way just to dig out a win. So sometimes, if you would have told me, I thought we probably could have won the match against Washington. We probably could have lost the match against Oregon, and both matches went the opposite. So sometimes you don't know why you win or why you lose, but it just kind of happens, and you kind of just got to roll with the punches and see. The motto's for us just been, how do we get better? And each week it's are we getting better this week? And the results kind of take care of themselves. So
Husker fans love it when any Husker program knocks off Wisconsin. To go to Wisconsin and get a win, listen, through all the wrong red conversation, it just means a lot when you can stick Iowa and Wisconsin. tell me about the match against Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was a big match for us, and it was a big match for them. There's only 10 teams that qualify for the Big Ten tournament, and Wisconsin's one of those three borderline teams getting into the Big Ten tournament, and we knew that going in, so we knew that we were going to get their best punch. And our guys came out. We had great energy in the doubles. We got the doubles point, and then we kind of got on them on some courts and singles, and we made it really difficult for them. And they're a good team, but they're young, and we're an old team, and I think we got a lot of experience in those situations, and I think that might have been the difference. But it's a great win. They're 55 in the country playing at home, played outside, and winning matches like these on the road in the Big Ten is tough. It's really tough, but I think our guys we've been ready for it. We early in the season, we go down to the Big 12. We get a win on the road at Oklahoma State. And then we go, a week earlier, we're on the road and in the SEC. We take a tough loss to Arkansas, but we bounce back and we get a great win over an Ole Miss team on the road early on in the season. And then we go down and play Tulsa. So we've tested our guys a good amount already this year, and they kind of know, they understand how to get through those situations pretty well. And I think that's kind of been our backbone a little bit. But look, everything that's happened is behind us now. We're kind of focusing on what we got to do this weekend and trying to prepare the very best we can. So
before we get too deep into this weekend, I do want to ask you about the culture, the identity mm-hmm. of this year's team. You said it's a veteran team. Mm-hmm. Sunday is senior night. That's a big kind of highlight and amplification. But is that truly where you think this team is? Is this program an experienced program? Is that on purpose?
100%. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys that are playing for us have played a lot of tennis, and they played a lot of tennis for Nebraska. They've been on both sides of the, of the results, tough losses, tough wins. Bad losses, great wins. So they kind of understand the emotions. I think being in coaching now, I think the one thing that's really hard to teach is experience. So we've got a boatload of experience on our team, and our team's tough. That we work them hard each and every day. You'd think this time in the season we're trying to slow down a little bit, but yesterday's practice we got into them hard because we don't have time to slow down. I told the guys, look, you guys might think this is the end of the season, but this is just the beginning. We're just getting started here. So you got to change your mindset, and we got to get going here.
Break that down for folks who don't know. What's a hard week? What's a hard practice going into? You got doubleheaders, you got Friday and Sunday this weekend, and you're coming off, two matches last weekend. Sure. What's a hard week? What's a hard Wednesday for Husker tennis?
Yeah, so probably a little yelling and screaming for me.
The guys would
probably tell you that's true. But really it's kind of on them. What, we tell them what's expected when they come to practice. And if we're not seeing it, we can't let that happen. So we make a focal point to say, hey, we'll practice as long as we need to practice, within the rules to make sure that you guys are prepared mentally for the match. I think if you're not prepared mentally, it doesn't really matter how physically you're prepared for the match. If you can feel fresh and everything, but if you're not mentally prepared to compete and go out there and fight and win, I think it's tough. I think it's tough to go out there and win. So I keep telling the guys, I was like, come to practice, work the right way, do things the right way, practice hard, focus the best you can. If we practice for an hour and a half, it needs to be your best hour and a half. If it's 2.5 hours, it's 2.5 hours. But at the beginning of the week, we try and up the volume a little bit. Monday's practice was a little bit shorter, just the first day back. And then yesterday was a little bit longer. Today they'll play some more points. But regardless of what we're doing, it's got to be with the best mental and physical ability that you got. You just have to be dialed in, especially this time of the year. There's no time to take mental breaks.
A lot of what I'm asking you are things that have been asked to me. They find out, hey, you're following tennis. It's pretty cool. What do you know about this? What do you know about that? So, and one of the questions was the number of hours for a Division I, for a Nebraska tennis player, right? High school tennis players are listening, and they want to know what the difference is between playing at the high school level and playing in the Big Ten Conference. The amount of hours that you have to put into, let's say, cardio versus serve versus on court versus film study. How many hours? What's the average week in season for your tennis player?
Well, the rules let you do 20 hours with the student athletes. But I truly think that if you're trying to be the very best you can, you're probably going to have to do closer to 25 or 30. It doesn't always have to be on the court. Some of it's in the gym. Some of it's just stretching. Some of it's in the training room. Some of it's watching some film of yourself. But I'm young, but I'm old school. Old school, and I, you know, the guy that wants it the most is going to figure out a way to get there the first. So it might not happen this week, it might not happen next week, but we're trying to get our guys to understand, like, hey, this is how you win, man. So I told him yesterday, I don't know if it's Mike. I said it's my quote. I came up with it, but I said, if you want winning to be easier, you do everything the hard way. If you want winning to be harder, do everything the easy way.
That should be on a shirt.
I think that sums it up pretty well.
That should be on a shirt. It really, you know, listen, we're talking to Nebraska men's tennis head coach Peter Corbell. And it through all of it, right, that to get Nebraska tennis to the point where you're in the top 40.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
And you have to, it's getting there is one thing. And in being in the Big Ten, it's not easy to stay there. So you've got some work to do and you're trying to be present and let's get this win. Except you also have an eye towards the tournament. Yep. So how does that break down and what are the numbers that you keep in your mind for postseason?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're with the guys and you're at practice and you're with the team, you know, anything that you do around the guys, you're always focused on what you're doing today in the moment so that they, you know, we're trying to keep them focused too. Obviously they know, they follow the rankings. They look at all the results we keep telling them like, hey, look, like that's all fine and dandy. Those things are going to happen one way or another, but we've got to take care of our business. So we got to come and be ready to go and stay focused. So I try and tell them like this, you don't need to look at that stuff, but you can't babysit him 24/7. So
the internet and it's everywhere. So if they want to know the information, if they're curious, they're going to find it.
Yeah. But tell me again, the back half of that one.
So the idea that sitting at 38, that the tournament can't take everybody. So what's the baseline number for number of teams and how's that determined?
So it's determined by, you have at-large bids, and then you have conference championships. It's just like basketball. You have select number of teams that get in and with an at-large pick, and then whoever wins their conference, no matter how big or small it is, they get an automatic entrance into the NCAA tournament too. So there's a guy that has a website, and he like kind of knows all the formulas and stuff. So
it's amazing how in such finite business that the NCAA is with its sports and its revenue, that there's a guy.
There's a guy. And he, you know, it's a small, tennis is a small community, but it's a passionate community. And some guys figured out the format, and he knows what all the rankings are going to be after you play the matches and stuff. So, you know, you look at that a little bit, you try not to, because it drives you crazy. This match, this match, that match, you know, what if we do this, this and that? It's like, but you know, you're just trying to do your very best. And I look, I think this year, depending on who wins their conference, you know, you don't know that until the end of next week or the week after. The Big Ten tournament's one of the last ones to play. The SEC tournament's going on now, and so is I think the ACC as well. So they'll be done sooner, so we'll know some of those results earlier. But I think it'll be somewhere between 44 and 46 this year.
Okay.
Again, it depends on a few other things, but look, I just keep telling the guys, I'm like, man, like we don't have to worry about that.
Just keep playing.
Just keep playing. What we got USC on our plate right now. The focus has got to be 100% on USC, and let's let the rest take care of itself.
Tell me about the guys you're going to trot out Friday. Folks are going to find themselves at Dillon Tennis Center on Friday. It's a big day. But I want to talk about the young men before we talk about the surroundings, sure, and the environment, yeah, and all those, mm-hmm, things. But talk to me about who you believe the doubles are going to be in your six without giving away too much of your game plan. You can talk about the personalities, not necessarily where they're going to play or who they're going to play against.
Yeah, I don't know if this is quite as crazy as football and basketball. Right. I'm not giving away any secrets on the show.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, look, our doubles, the way we teach doubles is built on a system, and it's made for everyone to be able to play with everyone. So we come to practice, and sometimes we just have guys practice with different players and just to reinforce the system. But, you know, we have our pairings, and we're pretty confident in their abilities. Obviously, everyone's trying to get better, and we're trying to get better at some things too. And the guys have really bought in. The first 2 days of practice have been a lot of doubles. And I think we're starting to catch a little bit of momentum there, which is good. I think the doubles point's a huge point in college tennis. So,
explain to folks the doubles point, because again, tennis scoring, especially on the collegiate level, is a little different, sure, than otherwise. So explain the doubles point and then the single.
Yeah. Doubles. So you start to match with doubles 6 o'clock, right at six. We start with doubles, three doubles matches. There's court one doubles, court two doubles, court three doubles. And you play the two number one teams will play each other. The two number two teams, two number three teams all play each other. The team that wins two out of the three of those sets, it's first to six, a tiebreaker at six all. The team that wins the two out of the three gets the doubles point, and they start the singles up 1-0. So now if you want to win the match, it's first team to four. But if you got the doubles point, you got to get three out of six. If you lose the doubles point, you got to get four out of six. So the math gets difficult if you lose the doubles point, and it's tough.
Is there any shenanigans with, you know what, their ones are really good. It may be more suited for us to attack the two and the three and put my folks down there, right, and get the point rather than setting up long-term vision for how you're going to play your season.
Yeah, so every Tuesday we have we turn in our lineups to the Big Ten, and then all the lineups go out Tuesday night, and you get to review everyone's lineup. And if you see something that might be off, you're allowed to protest it. So there's been a few protests this year, and then you go back and forth. Sometimes they get flipped, sometimes they don't. But, you know, by this point in the season, your number one player is pretty much laminated. Your number two player is pretty much laminated. So if there's something moving, it's, you know, someone's got to be struggling or doing really well or whatever like that. So there's a little bit of the matchup game. You know, everyone's trying to turn, you know, 65 cents into a dollar. So,
well, I mean,
you're trying your best to find ways to put your guys into the best situations they can to be successful. I mean, that's what everyone does in every sport. You know, you'd be crazy to be a coach and just say, hey, go play without a plan or without you know, to trying to attack something. So in tennis, that you're not able to do that quite as much, but you try to your best to position your guys the very best you can. So
talk to me about the personalities involved with player one, player two. Your two top players that generally play at the top, that usually play the oppositions one or two, are those pretty standard for you? Have they been the same this year, or have folks played up or played down?
No, yeah, they've played basically one and two the entire. I think Anton's played one once, and Calvin's played number one the rest of the season. So Calvin's been, you know, at the top of the lineup the whole year. He's done a great job. He's a senior. He's matured a ton in his time here. He's playing some great tennis. And, you know, he's going to be a big part of our success coming down the road here. So we're going to need him. And then obviously Anton, also a senior, same deal, has matured a lot mentally. His tennis has gotten a lot better, and he's starting to find his mojo right now too. So he's going to be a guy that we count on a lot as well. I mean, all the guys on our team, that, you know, everyone's got a role. Everyone's got to come and give their very best every day. Everyone's, you know, it's the first time I've ever in coaching, I've been on a team or coached a team where all nine guys have contributed in a massive way throughout the whole season. I think it's great. I mean, it gives everyone knows when they come to practice, they got to practice and prepare, because, you know, their name could be called any day. So I think that helps with it all. But yeah, I mean, the guys have done a great job. They really have. And they really deserve to keep the season moving on. Obviously, we're focusing one match at a time. My job is to kind of see the forest through the trees and see kind of where everything's moving and going. But you got to be where your feet are. And, you know, we're getting ready for practice today. We'll go after this, we're going out to practice and going to prepare our very best.
Sitting at 14-7, and it's a big, even in the communication, you make a point that, listen, we need support. We need Husker Nation, need Husker Power, you need all those things to show up Friday.
Absolutely.
Because, and again, a 14-7 season so far, 7 wins in the Big Ten Conference. Where do those kind of land as far as Nebraska historically?
So last year, I think we had 17 wins overall, which was, I think that was our best record since 1990. I know the 7 wins, I was just told, is the best in program history in the conference, in the Big Ten Conference. We haven't been in the Big Ten forever, but in terms of conference play, that's the most wins we've had in the Big Ten Conference, which is great. It's just a testament to the guys, really, honestly. They're the ones out there hitting the balls and doing all the hard things. But yeah, I mean, it's a ginormous weekend for us. You know, obviously the NCAA tournament's coming on. We have these two matches, and then we'll go to the Big Ten tournament. We qualified for that, which is great. But you know, we're looking to play the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2011. So yeah, I mean, if we can get a win this weekend, we kind of secure our bid. We'll see. Obviously, that's no easy task with two great teams coming in town, two brand new teams. We've never played either one ever before. So USC on Friday night, UCLA on Sunday for senior day. We're going to have I was just told some of the community members are going to have a tailgate out in the parking lot 4 to 6 p.m. before the match. People are asking me, what do I bring? And I tell them, whatever you bring to a football game tailgate, you're allowed to also bring to a tennis match tailgate. So whatever beverages you'd like to bring, or whatever sandwiches you'd like to eat, you know, those also work at a tennis match. So
Bach, did you like the dance on that one? Dude, he circled that up really nicely about whatever you would normally do. Do that.
Sure.
Do that. We just need more of them.
Sure.
We just need more of them. We will go through that. I want to go through the two opponents. I want to go through the tailgate. I want to go through the you know, look, I'm going to tease you in this thing. They're giving away free pizza one of the days.
Pizza Sunday and an iPad Friday night.
See, and so there's lots to talk about. Again, Peter Cobalt, Nebraska men's tennis. We'll go to break when we come back. We'll talk about this big, huge tennis weekend here in Lincoln when we get back to one-on-one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary, while supplies last. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.